Afghanistan. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully our guest, Pastor David Whitney, is here. David, are you there? Well, I guess not, so I guess it's just going to be you and me, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about, but listening to the news, we hear this discussion of this mosque being built in the shadow of the World Trade Center and how this is such an important issue, and the president has come out in favor of the mosque, and the Republicans are critical of the president for coming out in favor of the mosque, and there were demonstrations yesterday with people braving the rain to come down to demonstrate for the mosque or against the mosque. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a totally contrived issue. We even heard on the news that Iran and Saudi Arabia are actually backing this, and of course they both support Sharia law. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States controls Iraq. The United States controls Afghanistan. And when we brought the new constitution to Iraq, what did we do? We insisted that it would be, Iraq was to be ruled under Sharia law. Now, it wasn't ruled under Sharia law when the wicked Saddam Hussein was there. Incidentally, he was a CIA asset. We have books written 20 years ago, that 30 years ago, talking about how Saddam Hussein worked for the CIA, was a paid assassin. We put him in power in 79. We financed him all during the 1980s. We kept him in power even during the 1990s. If you haven't read the book, See No Evil by Robert Baer, he tells about two occasions when the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein, but they made the mistake of contacting the Americans ahead of time. And, of course, each time the American State Department betrayed them, the military officers were arrested and tortured to death along with their families. Yes, so much for the idea that we wanted to replace Saddam Hussein. We could have replaced him at any time. We didn't have to invade. But the whole purpose was, so we wanted troops there permanently. How do we know that was the purpose? Why, we've read the Rebuilding America's Defenses report put out by the PNAC group, Project of the New American Century, that consisted of Cheney and Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and John Bolton and Pearl and the whole usual suspects. Of course, they had people like Gary Bauer and Jeb Bush and Sidney gentleman who sort of leads the Catholic component of this. I mean, they had people, Norman Potteritz and the Project for New American Century. You go to their website, newamericancentury.org, read the treatise on rebuilding America's defenses, or it's available at by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and get my syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. You'll find the complete text there of Rebuilding America's Defenses, the text of the Operation Northwood. You'll find so many public things there and documents you'll never see elsewhere. And you need to get the DVD with it. But going back to what this is all about, the United States brought Sharia law, put it in the Constitution for Iraq and for Afghanistan. So why are we so concerned about the fact they have Sharia law in Iran and in Saudi Arabia? The Sharia law in Saudi Arabia is terribly brutal. Why aren't we concerned about that? The Sharia law every place is brutal, and we disapprove of it. But this whole issue of the mosque is totally contrived to keep idle minds busy. They mold our minds, they create our tastes, they form our thoughts and ideas. They've done this for years. They do it through the media. They focus our attention on this building of the mosque. Well, it's a community center. It's going to be built a couple of blocks away. Who's putting up the money for it? Nobody ever asks, I suspect. It's coming from the CIA, after all. The CIA has been financing Islamic terrorist movements throughout the world for years. And if you doubt that, you need to hear you need, first of all, to read the book. It's called The Devil's Game. We carry it by Robert Dreyfus and goes into the background of how the CIA and the MI6 financed this whole Islamic terrorist movement, including Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And today we're doing everything we can. We're financing the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI that's funding the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And where's the outcry? The average American has no idea what's going on. They're just so happy that the football season is beginning, and the 49ers beat the Vikings yesterday. And, in that issue of that mosque, it dishonors the people who died at 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not believe that the buildings came down because the planes hit them. There obviously was controlled demolition. You do not collapse a building that rapidly. And if it was a pancake collapse, as we've been told, then how did they vaporize 1,100 bodies? How did they vaporize all that cement which was responsible for those big clouds of dust? Can you explain that? And you can't. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We'd hope to have our special guest this morning. We do not. Well, what do you feel about this mosque? Do you feel this is a real issue, or do you think this is a contrived and created issue to keep idle minds busy, as they always do, and we always go along with it, or at least so many people do, without ever stopping and thinking about the implications of what's really taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that they're a group of wicked people. They control our government. They mold our minds. And they control the media. And because they control the media, and believe me, there are five major corporations that control 90% of the major media outlets. The book of The New Media Monopoly, that's The New Media Monopoly by Dr. Ben Bekdakian, Professor Ben Bekdakian. I've spoken to him. He won't come on the program because he's getting older, but he's done a great job. And they make it very difficult to get this book. We carried it for a while, but they wouldn't give us, they would only give a 20% discount. We'd actually lose money on every copy we carried. So go to your bookstore, go to your library, and get a copy of The New Media Monopoly and read it and understand it's all controlled. And basically, they control what you think. I mean, certainly it's AOL, Time Warner, and then Bertelsmann, a German corporation, the people who control CBS, they just, and then the people who control NBC and Disney and Fox, and all, they're the ones who mold your mind. talk is not conservative. It's the conservative wing of the establishment. You would think you're hearing both sides. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hello. Well, Dr. Stan, I guess we still don't have our guest. Although I will put the number out here. Maybe our producer can call him. It's 410-757-3799. That's 410-757-3799. That's Pastor David Whitney. Under any circumstances, our open lines until he arrives at 877-254-7524. Well, one of the interesting things that's come up is a fascinating article just today by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who was certainly one of my favorite writers. I had a chance to talk to him on a number of occasions when he was the senior correspondent for the Sunday Times at a station in Washington, D.C. He did a great job of getting information about the Oklahoma City bombing and the fact that, of course, Timmy McVeigh was actually an agent working for the Special Forces. And although I don't think Ambrose ever said that, he brought out a lot of information about the Oklahoma City bombing. It was obvious that there was government involvement in it. I think they just wanted to see what they could get away with. And, of course, they wanted to create this specter of the terrible right-wing movement that was trying to overthrow the government, whereas it was all financed by the government itself. And Elohim City was, if you've ever looked into that, I mean, this terrible Christian identity center that Janet Reno was warning about the Christian identity, and almost all of the key players there were government agents working for one or another government agency, including the man who ran it. Reverend Millar was an agent of the government running this radical movement. But then most of the radical movements, people on both sides of the mosque issue are being run by the government and financed by the government. And certainly whether the Communist Party, the Ku Klux Klan, or the Nazi Party, or the Aryan Resistance Movement, or all of these, they're all directly or indirectly government-funded. You have to have a controlled opposition. Anyway, of course, Ambrose Evans Pritchard now was back over in London. He writes on financial issues, always fascinating. And this latest issue points out that certainly we continue losing more and more jobs. More and more small corporations and businesses are closing down, and of course they provide 70 to 80% of the jobs in our country. That certainly the housing market continues to collapse. But the interesting thing is that China has stopped or cut back dramatically on buying American bonds, America's debt. And, of course, we have two forms of debt. We have T-bonds and agency bonds. The agencies are the GSEs, the government's secured enterprises, or government-supported enterprises. That's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA, and they all work on bonds. But China has gotten rid of about $100 billion of America's debt very quietly this last year. In addition, Japan and England and Germany, traditional buyers of American debt to keep us going, have been cutting back on their purchase of American bonds. Now, fortunately, a lot of Americans are getting out of the stock market. The stock market is totally manipulated. You can tell that because when you see the run-ups in the stock market, it's a very low volume. You don't see run-ups on a low volume unless somebody is bidding the price up. And, of course, we have something called the Working Group on Financial Markets that actually manipulates the market. We call it the Plunge Protection Team. Check these things out on the Internet. Prove me wrong. The Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, it's all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. Fortunately, the people are getting on, they're getting out of the stock market, they're getting into bonds, and that will be a disaster down the line. Who's calling in?
This is Pastor David Whitney, and I apologize for being so remiss this morning. I apologize, Dr. Stan, but good to be with you.
Those things happen. Anyway, it's so good you're here with us. And Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution will take us to something that is vitally important, and that is your understanding of the Constitution of the United States, which is why America is different than any nation in the world. Pastor Whitney, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. And before the last time, we were discussing the Bill of Rights and working through the 10 amendments, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. Very important to understand each and every one of these, because each of them secures a God-given right. And actually, when we understand the scheme of the whole idea of the Bill of Rights, it's that government is to be restricted from invading our God-given rights. And indeed, you could say the chains of the Constitution, which was Thomas Jefferson's phrase, the chains of the Constitution are secured even more firmly by the Bill of Rights in addition to the seven articles of the Constitution itself. And so understanding these Bill of Rights, I think, is critical for every American, because we find in our day our government is freely violating these, and all an excuse of, well, protecting us from some terrorist wearing a turban and hiding in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan or something to that effect. And it's ridiculous if you look at it on the face of it, as Benjamin Franklin is famously noted as saying, anyone who gives up their liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. And I believe he is right, and sad to say, many Americans are persuaded that the war on terror is a good reason why we should give up our God-given rights that are secured by the 10 amendments of our Bill of Rights. Well, last time we talked about the Sixth Amendment, just to briefly review that, it says that we have a right in a criminal case that if we're charged criminally, we have a right to a speedy trial. And that as fast as possible we're to be brought to a trial. We're not to sit and rot in prison for ad infinitum, just waiting on the process to grind forward. And that trial not only needs to be a speedy trial, but it needs to be a public trial. That is, there's far less likely that the court system will be arbitrary, unfair, unjust to us if the public are available to walk in, if the press are able to sit in the courtroom and write their opinions about what takes place in that courtroom. The secret trials that were so infamous in England of the Star Chamber were so notorious that our founders wanted to be certain, absolutely certain, that the trials would be public. And again, this is one of the things attacked, by the Military Commissions Act. None of those trials are to be public, and you could be declared a terrorist, an enemy of the state, by a secret tribunal that has no accountability to the public at all, and has no process by which you can appeal to say, wait a minute, you guys made the wrong decision, I need to appeal to a higher authority. Well, That whole system of the military tribunals is a violation, very clear violation of not only the Fourth and Fifth, but also the Sixth and Seventh, as well as the Eighth Amendment. Now, the third element that's secured by our Sixth Amendment is that we are secured a jury of the state and the district in which the crime is alleged to have taken place. And again, our founders were very sensitive about this issue because King George III quite regularly would haul colonists across the ocean and try them in London for a crime they were alleged to have committed in the colonies. And every colonist knew you're not getting a fair trial when that takes place, because the people who are serving as the jurors in that trial have no idea about the circumstances of life in the colonies. They have no idea of what the situation is. They also have very little or no sympathy for you. You're not one of their fellow townsfolk. You don't live nearby. It's somebody that's completely distant from you, and they did not want to see that kind of abuse of justice take place. They knew your best security is not the judicial system itself. In essence, your best security is a true jury trial in which the jury judges the law, whether the law itself is a valid law according to God's law, laws of nature, nature's God, and according to the Constitution, whether the U.S. Constitution or a state constitution. The jury judges the law, and then they look at the facts. They look at the circumstances, they look at all the evidence presented to them, and that will take that will put the onus of decision making about the evidence, about the witnesses, about the credibility of witnesses, all of these things, the jury makes that decision. And that's indeed what our founders called a jury trial, that today most jury trials do not resemble much of anything that our founders expected a jury trial to include. First of all, most courtrooms will not tell you that as a juror, it is your duty first to judge the law and then to judge the facts, that the law is on trial just as much as the individual is on trial. And that as a good juror, you take the standard of the Constitution and the laws of nature, nature's God, measure them against that to see if the law itself is valid. And then if it's a true jury trial, it's of a jury, a cross-section of the peers of your community that are trying you. It's not some professional class of people. It's not the judge, and the judge cannot tell the jury what to decide about whether witnesses are to be, believed or not believed. All of those decisions are in the hands of the jury. But today, that is usually not the case, as the whole thing has been put into the hands of the professionals and is manipulated to reach a predetermined or predesired outcome, instead of the jury being the ones that actually determine that. And so our Sixth Amendment secures the right to a jury trial of the state and district in which the crime is alleged to have been committed. The fourth element we are secured in our Sixth Amendment is that we are informed of the charges with sufficient particularity and sufficiently in advance that we can prepare a defense. The government cannot just arrest us, throw us in prison, and say, well, we just think you're a danger to society. No, there must be a specific law that they allege you have violated. There must be particular charges listed against you that says that you have committed a crime, and here is that crime, and here is the law that you have supposedly violated. So all of these things are part of our Sixth Amendment, the precious guarantee that our founders knew was essential if there was to be justice in our court system. So, fourth element, to be informed of the charges with enough time to prepare your defense. Fifth element is that you could confront and cross-examine your accusers. That is, no secret person calling up anonymously with an anonymous tip about you. Their supposed testimony could not be heard in a court of law because they could not be cross-examined. If they were going to accuse you of something, they had to have enough guts to be able to stand in the courtroom and be cross-examined for their testimony. And again, this is being violated today so often in the particularly in the family court settings, or dealing with accusations of child abuse, where anonymous tips are taken to be, well, that's true. We know it's true. Why? It's an anonymous tip. Who gave the tip? We don't know. We don't keep any records. No such thing should be allowed in our system of justice. It's a breach of our system of justice, and you're supposed to be able to cross-examine any that accuse you of having committed a crime. The interesting application of this that people are talking about today is the speed cameras and the red light cameras. They are replacing policemen on the street that say you have violated the law. And how can you possibly cross-examine them? I've actually heard a humorous incident where one individual having received a, I guess it was maybe a red light ticket, a violation for going through the red light, and the camera took the picture, and it was mailed to him, and he went to court, and he demanded, and he subpoenaed the camera and the technicians that put the camera into place, the technicians that supposedly maintained the camera. He subpoenaed all of that, and, of course, none of those people appeared in court, and so his case was actually dismissed. But our founders knew that if you could not cross-examine the people accusing you, if secret testimony was taken against you, that all kinds of gossip and innuendo and lies and defamation would take place, because the person making the accusation would never have to face a tribunal themselves that would cross-examine them to see if they're actually telling the truth or if they are lying. And so you're guaranteed this right to confront and cross-examine any accusers. And then sixthly, you have the subpoena force. We just mentioned that. The subpoena is the ability to force those who are witnesses to either the crime or the alleged crime or whatever. These people can be forced to testify in your defense. If you're alleged to have been in a certain place in a certain time and committed the crime, and you have somebody else that testifies that, no, you were not where that you were alleged to have been, that you were at their house or whatever, you can force them, even if they don't want to appear in court, you can force them by subpoena to appear and testify for your defense. And then the seventh element in our Sixth Amendment is the assistance of counsel. You have a right to a qualified attorney, and even at the state expense if you are unable to afford one yourself.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.
The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, David Whitney. David, before we go on, I want you to get out your webpage and your telephone number so people would know how they could get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, perhaps take a course on their own, or get a kit and begin putting on programs in their community to teach others about our Constitution, so they will understand that the subversive element in Washington, D.C. has taken over our Congress and is violating their oath to defend America against and our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The domestic enemies control Congress and control the White House and control our courts and are undermining the very document they've sworn to uphold. How can people get in touch with you, David?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, at Institute on the Constitution, we offer an easy way for anyone to study our U.S. Constitution and to host a class in which they could teach other people the same principles. And there's two ways to do that. Individually, a person can study our course online. If they go to our website, iotconline.com, that website again, is iotconline.com, and then go to the courses and take an online course. There's an online course on the United States Constitution, which covers the material we're walking through here in the radio programs and more in depth, and student materials and homework and test questions. The whole course can be taken online by individuals. And then we encourage people, don't stop there. Go from the individual course online and purchase a host kit, which you can do, again, by going to our website, iotconline.com. Go to the store and purchase a host kit so you can gather a group of fellow citizens, whether in your living room or we have many people doing it in churches and community halls and even some court buildings. They've been able to get some room available there. And many different venues can be used for conducting a class in your community that will teach people and give them a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the essentials that we must have in order to do our job as a citizen. And the reason our republic is in such terrible shambles, the reason why those people are calling the District of Columbia the District of Criminals these days, because they are violating the law. They are violating the Constitution egregiously every day of the week. The reason that they're getting away with that is the American people do not know the standard that must be used to hold them accountable. It's not an issue of Democrat versus Republican or even conservative versus liberal. It's constitutional versus unconstitutional. And 90+% of everything done by Congress and the White House and the Supreme Court is unconstitutional. But if the people don't know that, then the people are not able to hold their elected and appointed officials accountable and demand a restoration of our constitutional republic instead of the socialist, fascist, Marxist, whatever you want to call the mess that we're currently in. And it's very encouraging, Dr. Stan, as we graduate classes around the country, and we've conducted some classes with folks running for office. I've done a couple of those this year where people who are running for office say, I need to study the Constitution. We say, we'll offer you a two-day condensed course where it's kind of drinking from a fire hydrant. You'll do all 12 sessions of the course in 2 days and get yourself prepared for the run for the office that you're running for. But all over the country, classes are forming. We're graduating classes left and right, and we see an encouraging sign, Dr. Stan, that Americans are waking up. They're not just angry. Yes, the Tea Party movement is wonderful because it's woken up many people and they're angry, but it's directed to say, okay, it's not enough just to be angry with what's going on. We need to have a solution, and the solution is a return to the constitutional republic founded by our forefathers. To do that, each one of us needs to do our part, first educating ourselves, then getting a circle of people, as wide a circle of influence as we can reach, and begin educating them on these principles. If people want to call us and order a host kit by phone rather than going on our website, our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-7-8-7-8. 1-800-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And we're so encouraged as many Americans are taking the first step, not the last step, but the very first step to restoring the Republic, educating themselves and then educating as wide a circle of fellow citizens as they possibly can. And we see that as the hope for our country. It is there's a black horizon, but there's one bright spot, and that spot is what's happening in terms of educating people about the truth of what our founders established in this constitutional republic.
Amen. Well, we just have to keep trying to get people to understand that America is different because of the Constitution. They intentionally do not teach it properly in schools. They do not teach it in universities. They do not teach it in law schools because although people, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, hate the Constitution. And, of course, if people understood the Constitution, they would realize that there was no justification for taking God and prayer out of our schools, other than the fact that there was an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and boy, have they done a good job. Pick up the story there, David.
Thank you. And well, let's move on from the Sixth Amendment to the Seventh Amendment, and the Sixth, of course, deals with your rights as a criminal defendant if you're charged criminally. The Seventh Amendment deals with your rights in civil cases, and first of all, it secures your right to a jury trial in all cases involving common law and anything more than $20. And although that was established in 1787, that number has not changed. $20. Any case larger than $20 can guarantee a right to trial by jury. And the interesting thing is people ask these days, well, wait a minute, $20 is not worth that much compared to what it was worth then. And that is absolutely true, because $20 then was $20 in gold, not what we have today, pieces of paper that are far, far less worth.